the Force be with you. Star Wars Rogue One. There's a lot to say about Star Wars movie. And so we're going to run out of time here before we even start. So this is over. No, just kidding. This Star Wars or Rogue One, a Star Wars story, is a departure from the previous Star Wars movies in that it's actually a standalone movie, which is to say that the intention is that you need not know the plot of the previous Star Wars, seven Star Wars movies, and their anachronistic approach to narrative storytelling, which is to say they're told out of order and out of time, to follow along with Rogue One. So Rogue One is really essentially a war movie. It's sort of like a Saving Private Ryan, intergalactic rebellion. You get a sense of what it would be like to be in a rebel resistance. And it's very positive. The world that of Star Wars, the world that they've created through the last 40 years has been a richly textured one. And at this point, this story can exist in that universe. And you get a sense that when Disney purchased the intellectual property from George Lucas, it was with this idea of fleshing out that world even more, which is a good thing. This is a very much a step in a good direction. You might lament the sort of lack of independent film. You might complain about the lack of innovation in Hollywood, but this is not the place to do that, because really Star Wars is such a wealth of creativity, similar to Lord of the Rings, in that it's a richly imagined universe that has drawn upon as its central premise the Joseph Campbell's myth of the hero of a thousand faces, in this case another female protagonist, and at this point it's been a while since there's been a male protagonist in the Star Wars movies, so in this case Felicity Jones, who joins after her great acting in A Theory of Everything, and is just fantastic as in the role that is essentially the Wonder Woman-ish role that Carrie Fisher might have had she not had a heart attack on the day that I saw this movie. And there's a cameo by young Princess Leia in the film, because the film takes place around the time of the Death Star is being built, so it takes place around 1978 in Earth years, and the Rebel Alliance is building up to confront the Death Star. And so this is the story of how they receive the plans that R2-D2 then shares via a hologram to Carrie Fisher. There is an incredible cameo by Darth Vader, who has one of the best movie cameos of all time, and does in his about 60 seconds of screen time what few have ever done, which is to say commands the it's just an amazing star performance for Darth Vader. He's going to be a superstar, that Darth Vader. Anyway, we got Jimmy Smits, we got Forrest Whitaker. The one downside I would say is the CGI admiral, the one who Admiral Lord Vader ends up using the Force against on his own side in the Star Wars movie. I think in an effort to keep it from seemingly being confused, they used the CGI version of that actor instead of recasting a lookalike, and they should have done that because it's really confusing. He looks like Gollum, kind of, and it's just unfortunate because everything else about the movie is wonderful. Great use of the spiritual Jedi ethos to sort of temper the spiritual resonance of the rebellion. And just a joy coming in at almost 2.5 hours. Highly recommended in 3D, just so you don't get bored with the lightsabers.